My girl, Myra J. Hey, Myra.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Myra's in Atlanta, and she was fortunate to see his last show. Did you go to the first or second show?
I went to the first show.
Uh-huh.
I went to the first show, and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, he came out. The first thing he did was apologize to the crowd for canceling the previous week and broke right into Little Red Corvette. I mean, you never would have known anything was wrong with him. He played for a good hour and a half, fantastic show. He was very personal with the audience. You know, she would share, you know, something about his dad teaching him initially to play the piano. Just a great show, a wonderful show.
And it was just him and the piano, right?
Just him and that piano.
Yeah.
He had some candles.
Setting the mood.
Yes, but that was it.
That's a show that he's done a lot. Because I tried to, when I was trying to get him on the cruise, and we couldn't, and that was something that I offered up. I said, how about the piano? Just him and the piano. I've seen that show.
Mm-hmm.
And he still turned us down.
Aww.
But we never got him on the, cruise, and that was one of my bucket lists.
Myra, how many Prince shows do you think you've seen?
Oh, probably about 10.
You've seen 3 with me.
We've
traveled. We've traveled to Minnesota to see Prince play. Where else did we go, Myra? Was it just Minnesota? No.
No. It was an Essence Award show in New York, and you got a call that he was going to be at some teeny tiny club. We got there. The place was packed,
right.
And there was nowhere for us. Remember, and they let us stand on the side of the stage. Oh my gosh! And then Chaka Khan just so happened to show up. George Benson just so happened to show up. And I think we had to leave like at 5 a.m. or so to catch a flight. They were still playing.
Yeah,
they were still playing.
And how did the last time you saw him? Were the shows always on? He never disappointed, did he?
Oh, my gosh. Never. Never. I was like a crazy person trying to buy tickets because I knew that it was going to sell out.
So tell that, Myra, because the word went out that Prince was going to be doing 2 shows in Atlanta.
At the Fox Theater.
At the Fox.
Which is a small venue.
Yes.
I mean, what, by 5,000 people?
I don't even think it's that many, closer to 4.
Yeah.
So when I heard tickets were going on sale at 10 a.m., this is what I did. You set your phone up about 9:30. You set your computer up about 9:31. 9:32, you get the iPad to see which one opens up first. And then when something opens up, you just start banging on the keys like you're playing chopsticks. Just enter. Enter. That's all I kept doing.
And refreshing.
Yes. And when I finally got through, someone texted me and went, "You got through? Where are your seats?" And I said, "I have no idea." I was like, I didn't care. I didn't look. I just wanted tickets.
What was your favorite Prince moment?
At that show?
Just of all the shows you've seen.
Oh, my gosh. Probably in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1999.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And right at midnight, they invited people on stage just to jam with Prince. And the stage was packed. And the guard cut the line off with me. I'm standing at the side of the stage. And I was like, I said, just let me get my toe on stage. And he said, come on. And he pulled me up. And he literally, the guard, he had to hold me to keep me from falling off the stage. But when that countdown went down, I was on stage with Prince like it's 1999.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. And your favorite Prince song?
You know what? I believe it's a song by Joan Osborne. I've only seen them sing it one time. What If God Was One of Us?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And what was so ironic, this past weekend, I was downloading music, and I was downloading Prince music. Mm-hmm. You know, I just saw the show on Thursday.
Yeah, you were still in the...
Yeah, so I'm still in my Prince mode, and I couldn't find it. I could not find it. Mm. So that's a quest of mine now, for real.
He held on to his music so tight. And if there's a way to take it with you, I think Prince might have figured it out. Because I just asked the question of a few minutes ago, he didn't have any heirs.
Well, wouldn't it go to his family, to his sister?
I guess.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But knowing Prince and knowing how much control he liked controlling all of his music. And that mm-hmm. If there was a way to take it with him, he might have figured it out. I don't know.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wherever he is with his music, he is still jamming. I mean, at the show, I think it was like three encores. You know, we kept just begging him. And he would come back out. I mean, he had high energy. He was hitting those high notes. It was it's still so unbelievable.
And that was 2 weeks ago?
A week ago.
Yeah, this was last Thursday.
The 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was just a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you heard about the emergency landing.
Yes.
With the flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, I felt, first of all, I was shocked because I was like, he didn't seem sick. There was never a cough, a sniffle, a sneeze, nothing. He played flawlessly. And then when I heard about it, I was like, oh my gosh. Then you get that tinge of guilt as a fan. Like, we are so thirsty and so hungry for performers. Like, we don't care about the flu. You know, just give us a show. But then when I heard Sunday he was out riding a bike, I'm like, oh great, he's better.
Yeah, and they showed the picture of him on the bike, like wearing his.
Hey, Myron and Sybil. A couple of weeks ago, a reporter asked him how was he doing, and he said something about I'm well or sort of well. Did you hear anything about that, Jay?
This is last week after he made the emergency stop, and then they had the dance party. Remember, and he invited friends and fans, and he was there to the stage and let the people know that he was just fine. And he said, "Wait a few days before you waste any prayers."
Yes.
And that was last Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
And then you got pictures of him coming out of the Walgreens.
Yeah.
Picking up a
But like Myra said, there was also the picture of him riding on his compound on his bike with like his paisley robe, and you could just see his hair, you know.
it's all good. It's all good. But do you get that feeling, you know, how they say sometimes people kind of know something's going on or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those gut level
it's
feelings.
True. It is true.
That
sometimes people do get a feeling that might be their time. I think my mom had it. She just the way she acted and everything. And maybe he knew, you know. Maybe he just, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But he still wanted to. He still wanted to do the music.
Yep,
do the music.
Because a week later, he's back in the city doing what, you know, his health prevented him from doing. And, you know, we're still wondering about some concerts where they canceled, and we don't get any word about it. So, and no makeups, no make goods. So.
This is news from BlackAmericaWeb.com, and it is brought to you by The Home Depot. Bring on spring at The Home Depot with products that make yard work and gardening easier. Lasting curb appeal just got more affordable at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Remember, Myra, when we went to Paisley Park?
Oh, yes.
Paisley Park is an amazing compound.
Yes. We kept wanting to see the vault. It was like, we want to see the vault.
Where all the music was.
Yes, where all the magic music is hidden, but that didn't happen. But no. It's still.
We did. You know, he had a team of seamstress player that all they did was just make clothes, and that was a part of the compound where they make all of the Prince outfits.
And that was the thing about Prince too, as a fashion icon. You just think in terms of him leading the way and fashion and taking over the way other musicians did, but certainly Prince was one of a kind when it came to starting the way in fashion trends.
Yes. I actually saw him in Atlanta during a Jack the Rapper when Batman was out.
Oh, remember that?
Oh, man. And he came out and you just heard that beat. Doom, doom, doom. And there's smoke everywhere, and Prince came out, and they were jamming. And I've never seen anything like this. Prince was on one side of the stage, and he ran across that stage and flipped over his piano and came down on the beat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The audience just laid out like, no, he didn't. In those heels. He was in heels.
In the heels. This is back when he was wearing the heels.
Yes.
As you might imagine, people across the country are just having Prince tributes all over last night, especially. In New York, Spike Lee had a crowd of about 1,000 people, and an impromptu street party in Madison Square Garden was bathed in purple. The Broadway show The Color Purple, including Jennifer Hudson, paid tribute to Prince after last night's performance. In Massachusetts, the governor asked the Department of Transportation to light the bridge, the South Station and Government Center, in purple in honor of Prince. A vigil at Leimert Park Plaza last night, Jay.
KGLH is playing his music for the next 3 days, all Prince, all day long.
In
for the next 3 days, Stevie Wonder's station.
Right? San Francisco, the City Hall bathed in purple. As you might imagine, Prince fans like our own Myra J out there giving their love and showing their love and support and thanks to Prince. Yes.
The party outside of the Apollo Theater.
Yeah, that was
Niagara
another
Falls
one.
Niagara Falls made the waterfall purple last night, too.
When I was at the concert, I had on a purple leather jacket, and I carried... I have a Prince purse given to me by a very dear friend, Sybil Wilkes. Which
so does Don Lemon. That is weird.
and it's a picture of Prince on the motorcycle. And four different women came up to me that I did not know and went, can I just take a picture with your purse?
Super
and,
fan.
And they also gave out a... CDs, and I have not played it, so I have that Hit and Run 2.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got the CD after the show.
Wow.
What's Hit and Run? It's a movie, Myra?
No. It's his new music.
Oh,
When you purchase a ticket to the show,
mm-hmm.
you got his CD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just really cool.
All right, Myra J.
All right. I'll see you guys shortly.
Yeah,
right.
almost and all this Prince talk. Almost forgot. We sail tomorrow.
yes, and I have to finish packing. So,